We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. And welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we have four inveterate players of the game who are going to compete against each other and try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating at all, if they can. And the others will score points accordingly. And to those of you who may be new to the game, the scoring, I hope, will become obvious as we progress. Clement Freud, will you begin the show this week? The subject is watchdogs. Can you talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
This is a very valuable animal to have around the house, and we have got one who sleeps quite heavily. Said every morning when he misses the postman, he gets up and barks the letters. This is embarrassment because it wakes us up at varying times of the day.
Kenneth Williams, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation it was, Kenneth. So you score our first point. I agree with your challenge, you get a point, and you take over the subject. There are 43 seconds left for watchdogs, starting now.
I had one once in Cornwall, and we used to go on the beach together, and it was great fun. We used to romp up and down, and his particular cleverness was being able to tell in advance exactly what sort of person was approaching. In fact, when I had this,
Clement, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I quite agree, Clement. So you gain a point and you take over the subject. 29 seconds left. Watchdogs, starting now.
On many building sites, they employ Alsatians, which are used solely to stop intruders from coming along and taking away impedimenta that are left there by the contractors. These dogs are trained in particular kennels where they're taught to recognize those who have no...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
I disagree entirely.
I thought
so. I disagree. Clement Freud has another point and continues with the subject. 6 seconds left. Watchdogs, starting now.
But many other canine species can be trained to do this sort of work, among which poodles, sheepdogs, labradors.
The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at the time of the whistle going gains an extra point. This time it was Clement Freud, so he has a lead over Kenneth Williams at the end of the first round. The other two have yet to score. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject is something I'm sure you are most adept at, creating. Will you speak for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
All human beings indulge in this activity simply because their intellectual equipment will allow them to do so. And the fact that they speak with any kind of articulate fluency, volatile nature, call it what you will denote the amount that their intellectual faculty is allowing them to exhibit. Of course, making is what we would equate the word with, and my first essay in this sphere was in making a...
Derek Nimmo, you challenge one.
A repetition of making, with a touch of hesitation.
There was more than a touch of hesitation, I think, and there was a repetition of making. So, Derek, you gain a point, and you take over the subject. 31 seconds left, creating, starting now.
What I like creating in particular are models of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Sheila Hancock, you challenge one.
Yes.
It wasn't quite so
much hesitation as a fluff.
A fluff, yes.
Definite fluff.
Well, his definite fluff gains Sheila a point, who takes over the subject. 27 seconds for creating, starting now.
I always envy creative artists. You see, when you're an actress, you're just an interpretive artist. But I think to be able to look at a picture and think I made that would be the most exciting thing in the world. Or a piece of music.
Kenneth Williams, you challenge.
A deviation. She's what? Discussing not creating, she's just interpreting. So it's not about...
I was talking about making a picture.
Interpretive artist, that's what
yes,
she said?
Yes, she was, but I think she was comparing it to being a creative artist. So therefore, I'm still with Sheila Hancock, who has her... she's got 2 points now. And Sheila, you continue with 14 seconds, creating, starting now.
Composing a piece of music... Or writing a book or a play.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition of composing a piece of music.
Have you said that before,
Yes,
Sheila?
I think I did. I
oh,
have to
she's
admit.
So honest. Oh, yes. Marvellous. Well, what a nice girl to have around. Derek Nimmo, there are 11 seconds for creating starting now.
So off I go with my little hammer, and I bang a nail into a piece of wood. This I'm turning into a large chest of drawers, which I'm going to give to my aged grandmother who lives in High Wycombe.
Kenneth Williams, why the chat?
Because he is not discussing creating, he's discussing conversion. You see, and that isn't creating.
That is a very clever challenge, but even if you're converting something, you can still be creative. So I think the only fair thing to do is to give you a bonus point for cleverness, Kenneth, and leave the subject with Derek with 3 seconds for creating, starting now.
So when I go round the house and into the trees...
Sheila got
hesitation.
Oh, Sheila, good for you, girl. Yes, you got it.
2 seconds left for creating, Sheila, starting now.
A man and a woman create babies. Excited, I broke my zip. I've never won one before. Ever.
Well, I didn't think it was winning one. I thought it was that creative thought of yours. That anyway, Sheila's zip, and speaking also when the whistle went, has given her an extra point, and she now has a lead at the end of that round.
Ooh.
Sheila, will you begin the next round for us? Things I've forgotten about. Will you talk about that, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I've forgotten what it was like to win a game, because I am a born loser, so I'm feeling very happy at the moment. I've forgotten...
Derek, why have you challenged?
Well, she's remembered that how she felt before. That's why she's feeling happy since she did.
I haven't remembered anything.
Yes, just a minute. I'm going to try and be awfully fair here, if I can. You have remembered, but you are still talking about the things that you have forgotten. So I will give Derek a bonus point for cleverness, but still leave the subject with you. Right. And there are 53 seconds for things I've forgotten about starting now.
Well, virtually anything comes into this category because I have the worst memory on God's earth. I mean, some people say that I can remember faces, but I can't remember names. Well, I can remember neither names nor faces.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition of names and faces.
Yes, and remembering them, yes, too. So, Clement, you have another point, and you take over the subject. 42 seconds for things I've forgotten about starting now.
I think this is an absolutely impossible subject about which to talk.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Oh, deviation, obviously. He doesn't want to talk about it. Why discuss it at all?
If it's impossible to talk about out of his own mouth, he has committed himself of deviation. So, Kenneth, you take over the subject. 37 seconds for things I've forgotten about starting now.
They would comprise many of the parts which I have played. And I suppose the reason that they are forgotten is that nature designs the
brain. Sheila, why have you challenged?
Oh, I thought it was hesitation, but he went on all right, so I won't. Go on.
It does mean that as you did challenge, Kenneth gets another point, and he continues with the subject for 27 seconds for things I've forgotten about Kenneth starting now.
Because if one's mental apparatus really did contain the capacity to store indefinitely, we would all, I suppose, end up stark raving bonkers.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Well, he puts it in the future. It's deviation. He's already stark raving
bonkers. You don't know what
you are saying that Kenneth is devious because he's stark raving bonkers.
He said he would become stark raving bonkers.
And you maintain that
my proposition was that he is stark raving.
I will put this, I will not judge on people's personalities, I will put it to the audience again. Do you think that Kenneth Williams is now, at this moment, stark raving bonkers? If you do, will you all cheer? Will you do all the cheers first? Cheers first. Is he bonkers now? Is he not bonkers now? They all think you're stark raving bonkers. I'm not going to give any points on that. It's not fair. You're being a rotten audience. I'm going to charge no points. I'm going to leave it with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, there are 18 seconds for things I've forgotten about starting now.
And, of course, one of the reasons for this curative...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Repetition of reasons.
Yes, you've got a reason before. There was also hesitation, but Derek, you, this time I give you a point. 14 seconds, things I've forgotten about starting now.
I have an air raid shelter in the bottom of my mother's garden.
Clement, why have you challenged?
He's remembered the air raid shelter.
There are things in it that I've forgotten.
Remember the area. This subject here, Messiter, really. All right, now I gave the benefit of the doubt to Derek last time. I give the benefit of the doubt to Clement. 8 seconds left. Things I've forgotten about Clement starting now.
Filled with a vacuum of mist and fog, rain pelting in through the doors and the windows.
Sheila, why have you challenged?
I think deviation. What's he talking about?
I quite agree, Sheila. This time I justifiably give you a point. There are 2 seconds left starting now. Clement Freud, you're in again.
Hesitation.
I was drawing correct.
Fine. 1 second left, starting now.
An afternoon in Reigate.
You do see how our most experienced player of the game, Clement Freud, has got his
He's
finger on
that. He's a cheat.
He's not a cheat. Let's establish this. We've all got a fair chance in this game, and Clement's very sharp at it. And now he's taken the lead. Oh, no, he's not. He's equal alongside the indomitable Kenneth Williams.
Hooray! Oh, lovely hours.
And I might tell you that in second place, also equal, and only 1 point behind, are the couple on my left.
Oh.
Talk on the subject, Clement Freud, now, please, if you can, of wit. For 60 seconds, starting now.
Wit is the sort of thing that you can only talk about if you're on your own. When many of you are speaking in unison, there is a certain witlessness about the conversation which I've often found on this programme. The word is also given to describe the occasion 7 days after Easter, 7 weeks after Easter.
Derek, you've challenged one.
Repetition of seven.
There was indeed. So, Derek, you take over the subject of wit. 40 seconds, starting now.
I like witty folk. I love to hear jolly jokes like, how does my dog smell? Horrible. I've got the jingle.
My dog's got no nose. How does he smell? Horrible. That's the one. Yes, yes.
So, Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition.
Yes, indeed.
I've heard the joke before.
Oh, that is only a clever challenge. It doesn't deserve, it wasn't hesitation. No, you get a point for a clever challenge, because you may have heard the joke before, but it's now wit, still with you, Derek. 33 seconds left, starting now.
To wit, to woo, said the owl.
Kenneth, why have you challenged?
Repetition of two.
I think in that situation, I must give it to you, Kenneth. Yes, I agree. 30 seconds left for wit. Kenneth, starting now.
The best thing was said on this subject, of course, by Alexander Pope. A perfect judge will read each work of wit in the same spirit that its author writ. And wit in this sense should be noted very carefully by most of London's critics. They're a load of rubbish, of course. None of them have any qualifications for discussing wit, and yet they all do it with what seems to me.
Sheila, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Well, you should have let me go on.
I know, yes.
Oh, I know. I thought you got inhibited about it.
Yes,
actually.
You see, she's inhibited me.
I thought the critics had inhibited you.
No, they never do.
Right, 9 seconds left for wit. Sheila, starting now.
Wit can also mean canniness or...
Clement, why have you challenged?
Hesitation,
yes, but I have to hear you say it in case it's something different, which I would disagree with. Clement, 4 seconds left for wit, starting now.
So that given number of days after Easter, we come to the celebration of which...
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, then he gains the extra point, and it puts him in the lead equal alongside Derek Nimmo at the end of that round, but only just behind are Kenneth and Sheila. It's anybody's game still. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject, following what we've been talking, is very apt. It's called Talking Sense. Will you speak for 60 seconds on that, starting now?
Talking sense, I take to mean making your phrases intelligible and comprehensible to your interlocutor. In the famous essay on the subject, Positive Thoughtless Trends, by Professor Unwin, he says to rise in the early morn, the waking thoughts of clarity in the Myloid, trip over from that very quickly to the ancient
Lucius
Sparkus.
Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Well, deviation is quoting Professor Unwin, who always talks rubbish anyway, so he's not talking sense.
I will give a bonus point to Derek for his challenge, but leave the subject with you, Kenneth, with 40 seconds left, talking sense, starting now.
You talk sense by very often differentiating between the positive and the negative. You illustrate hot by illustrating cold. Of course, I realise I've repeated myself there, and I should really shut up straight away.
Clement Freud, you challenged.
Deviation.
Deviation, what?
From the subject.
Oh, yes, he did go off the subject by saying, I've repeated myself then.
Oh,
yes.
Out of your... Yes.
You gave yourself away. Ooh. So, there are 28 seconds for you, Clement, on Talking Sense, starting now.
One of the greatest exponents of this art is Mr. Derek Nimmo, who often pronounces his name...
Derek Nimmo, why the chat?
Deviation. The name is Nimmo, not Nemo.
Oh,
Oh, really?
Sorry, we can say that anyway, weren't
If Clement had then said I wasn't talking about you, it was a chap I know called Derek Nemo, I'd have left it with him, but he's admitted he was talking about my friend over here. So, Derek, you'll take out a point. You take over the subject. 22 seconds left starting.
And look, the gentle day before the wheels of Phoebus, round about dapples a drowsy east with spots of grey.
Kenneth Williams, why...
This has nothing to do with talking sense. This is just reciting poetry.
I am talking sense.
Poetry can be sense, you know. But he is reciting poetry. So I'll give you a clever point for... A point for clever points. I'll give you a point for cleverness.
You should do, because talking is totally distinct from recitation.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. I'm glad you made that point.
I can't give you 2 points, Ken, if you've got one point. And I leave the subject because what he was saying was talking sense, whether it was reciting or whether it was poetry or not. So Derek carries on for 11 seconds talking sense, starting...
So I ran down the Strand on a May morning, and there in the middle of the road was a policeman with his hand up, and I said, why don't you talk sense? And he said, I don't, because I'm on point, Judy. I can't possibly do that when I'm on point, Judy. I said, you're quite right. I used to have said that before. And he said, why not? So I said, go round the corner, round the left hand side. I said...
You've been challenged, Derek. I'm terribly sorry.
Repetition of point duty.
Yes, Sundry, there was. Clement heard you repeat point duty more than once. So, Clement, you take over the subject. 3 seconds left. Talking sense starting now.
The chief defect of Henry King was chewing little bits of...
Right, at the end of that round, Clement Freud has a lead of 1 over Derek Nimmo and the other two a little bit way behind. Sheila Hancock, will you begin the next round? Slimming. Will you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is a subject that I find the biggest bore on God's earth. Every newspaper you open tells you a new way of doing it. One week you have to eat a lettuce leaf and a banana. The next week you have to have 2 sultanas and a grapefruit. The only way to slim, actually, is to go without food, to fast totally and just have lemon water for 3 days. This is the way I do it. I step on my scales every morning, and if I've gone 1 pound over my perfect weight, which I'm not telling you, I then slim for the rest of the day. I go without, say, breakfast or lunch or my dinner at night until I've lost the 2 pounds that I've gained. Then I have...
Clement, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
No, I disagree. No, Sheila has another point. Oh. And 25 seconds for slimming starting now.
Then I do exercises. Yoga, standing on my head so that all my muscles are tense and I have no surplus fat.
Kenneth, you got in first.
No, it's not deviation. I have a surplus flat where I do my exercise.
I haven't heard Kenneth's challenge.
Oh, she took words out of my mouth, didn't she? She's brilliant. She's a BA, you know. She is. She doesn't go around telling everyone, but she's
Kenneth,
a BA.
You challenged for deviation.
Well, I was going to, but then she put it right, didn't she? I'd like to stand
yes, on it. Yes, but she put it right a little bit too late. You got in first, and I'm entitled to give you your challenge for deviation because she was referring to her slimming, and I don't think she has a surplus flat on her
figure. How do you know?
You can prove it to us now if you like, Sheila, or I'll pass it straight on to Kenneth. Kenneth, I give you a point, 15 seconds for slimming, starting now.
Well, this is something, of course, which has never occurred to me. I always possess this lithe, supple, rather sylph-like appearance.
Derek, why have you challenged?
Deviation. He's not talking about slimming at all. He's talking about the beauty of his own body, which is... Oh, really?
But Derek, the beauty of his own body might have been achieved through slimming. Kenneth, you've got another point. 5 seconds left for slimming, starting now.
Indeed, people have commented on it and said to me, do you go on a diet or something? How did it come about?
So, at the end of that round, what is the score? Clement's still just in the lead over the other three. Derek, will you begin the next round? My first crush. Can you tell us all about that, Derek? 60 seconds will do, starting now.
Her name was Jean Pirrit. She had blue-grey eyes and rather long blonde hair, and she was 13 years old, and she lived behind a high green hedge in the green suburb of Liverpool. I first saw her...
Sheila, why have you challenged?
Repetition of green.
Yes, there was too much green there, I'm afraid. So, Sheila, you take over the subject. 46 seconds for my first crush, starting now.
Was a gentleman called Alan Coast, and please don't write to me if you're listening. It was when I was evacuated and he worked on a farm, and for some unknown reason I pretended I was twins. I called myself Irene and Sheila, and I completely...
Clement, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Well,
I was
all right.
Dying to hear that.
It's a good story. I'll tell you afterwards.
No, I'm going to leave it with you, Sheila, because I agree it is repetition, but it's one of those clever challenges, but it's still true that she did do this. So a bonus point to Clement for a clever challenge. 31 seconds with Sheila for my first crush, starting now.
And I pretended that Irene was a nasty...
Derek, why have you challenged?
Repetition pretended. She pretended that she was twin. Yes. She
that's right. And also repetition of Irene. Yes. 29 seconds for my first crush, Derek, starting now.
We were members of the All Hallows Church Youth Group together, and we used to dance on Friday evenings when we were all foregathered. Sometimes we used to go for rambles in the Wirral countryside, and I long remember those blue, sunny days and that far-off spring when we first met. When I last saw her, she was standing on the landing stage at Liverpool, and I waved to her from a troop ship as I set out to Cyprus. She was 17 years old, and her hair was already tinged with grey.
Oh, that's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. That's the most deviated load of rubbish I've ever heard of in my life.
Sentimental,
cloying.
And if you are... And if you are listening, Jean, please do write.
So, at the end of that round, because Derek Nimmo got another point when the whistle went, he has now taken the lead alongside Clement Freud. Clement, will you begin the next round? Subject is straining spaghetti through a tennis racket. Clement, will you speak about that for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
The problems about straining spaghetti through a tennis racket is to differentiate the catgut from the pasta. Many people think that it is far easier to strain vermicelli through a badminton bat, but I don't agree with...
Kenneth, why have you challenged? Kenneth has a point. 43 seconds for straining spaghetti through a tennis racket. Kenneth, starting now.
Well, the best way to do this is take the saucepan and pour it over the racket and see that it gets into another dish. I can't really find anything else to say about the subject.
Derek, why have you challenged?
Deviation, because he can't find anything else to say.
Well, he may not be able to find anything else to say, but he can still go on talking about it, which is the game, after all. So, Kenneth has another point, and there are 34 seconds left. Straining spaghetti through a tennis racket, Kenneth, starting now.
The last time I saw this actually executed was in a film, and the bloke doing it was very funny because he got hold of the racket and he held it at a very peculiar angle so that most of the stuff, instead of being strained, so to speak, was all going over him, you see. And it was causing an awful
Clement
lot...
Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why? Just...
He didn't strain the spaghetti.
I quite agree. It was going over him, so it wasn't going through the racket, so it's deviation. So, Clement... Kenneth has just given Clement a tickle for cleverness, and he carries on with the subject. 15 seconds left, starting now.
The average rate of straining is 3 pounds of spaghetti per 10 minutes, provided there are the requisite number of strings on the racket.
Derek, why have you challenged?
Repetition of strings.
Yes, you're quite right. We've had strings before. And so there are 9 seconds left for you, Derek. Straining spaghetti through a tennis racket, starting now.
And so I took the thing out of its case and I went into my kitchen and very carefully brought the spaghetti to a boil. I then poured it slowly over the top of the racket.
Clement, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
Spaghetti is plural and you poured it.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh. Oh. But colloquially
what's
speaking...
What's singular? What's one spaghetti?
What's one spaghetti? What is one spaghetti, Clement?
A spaghetti.
One spaghetti is it.
Well, one
no,
spaghetti
but
is
what
it.
You he say? A spaghetti.
I said a bowl of spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Leaving the chairman, you can't all shout the
no,
answer.
No.
Thank you.
You're right, Kenneth.
And I might tell you, the chairman's got a difficult decision, so whichever way this goes, it's going to be the winner of the show.
Oh.
And
me. Give it to me.
No, I think that speaking colloquially, and we do speak very colloquially in this show, one would say, referring to spaghetti, that you strained it through a racket. It might be one thing, it might be the bowl of spaghetti. So I think I've decided it is with Derek Nimmo. Do you agree, audience, or not? There is 1 second left, Derek, for the subject, starting now.
One pulls the strands through, Derek.
So, as Derek Nimmo was speaking, when the whistle went, and because of that last point he got, he has now, at the end of the final round, which that one must be, I'm afraid, taken a small lead and become the winner of Just a Minute this week. Derek Nimmo. a little way behind with Clement Freud and only fractionally behind Kenneth Williams and Sheila Hancock. That is all we have time for. We do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. Goodbye from us all.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.